Good evening, everybody. I hope that y'all are having a banging day, because I am not. I am not having the best day ever. I am literally, like, spiraling on this rabbit hole of knowing what's right and wanting to do wrong. Like, I'm tired of people trying me. It's almost like people forget. My name is important to me. And this is sounding like a rant, because that's just what it is. It's just that. I'm tired of being the bigger person. I'm tired of being the one to turn the other cheek. I'm tired of being the one to try to save face. I'm tired of being the one to be like, oh, don't worry about it. It's cool. Just keep doing what you're doing. And then the moment you slip up, I'm tired of people like, oh, you shouldn't be like that because you're a believer. You're a Christian. You should be slow to anger. I mean, I could put out there all the things that I feel like the Bible tells us that's not true. But at the same time, why should I have to? Why do Christians have to prove that they're Christians all the time? Why do I have to prove to you that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Bible. I believe exactly what it says that I should be doing. Does not mean I'm doing it all the time, because guess what? I am not perfect. But for some reason, people think that you should be perfect. So therefore, you get to disrespect me, but I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. Right? Because that's the narrative. You can push your filth on me, but I can't tell you why I'm clean. Like, what? You can tell me all the things, the reason why you do what you do, but the minute I say I believe in Jesus Christ, it's, oh, why do you believe in him? I didn't ask you why you do what you do. I didn't ask you to not do what you do. One thing about me is I'm gonna say what I do. I'm going to say why I do what I do when I want to say that. I don't have to prove that I'm a Christian, because you should know me by my fruit, right? Like, I feel like if you try to spare by spirit and you're talking to people, eventually, if you keep talking to people, the truth will come out, right? Because people that talk too much sometimes, not even sometimes, most of the time, they're going to tell you who they are. They're going to tell you exactly who they are, what they came for, and why they're here. But the minute I turn around to say, well, you know, I don't believe in that, it's like, oh my God, what do you mean? How can you not? It's about loving everybody and loving everything. You can't condemn me to hell. I'm not trying to. But you sure trying to push your beliefs and your systems on me. Because I can't tell you, people are upset, or people say, girl, I'm not putting my son in this. I'm not going, like, my child is in private school because of my beliefs. I want the Bible in private school. Yes, I'm going to teach him at home, which I do. Yes, I'm going to tell him all the things that I need to teach him. All the things that I believe in, I teach him at home. But at the same time, I want that base everywhere. Now, that does not mean that when he goes to these public private schools that he's going to be sheltered and covered, because things happen everywhere you go, and man is not God. We are to be like God. We are not God. And I think that that's why we should teach our children that, yeah, it's good to have admirers, look up to people, mentors, and all those things, but they're still human, right? They're still human. But you getting mad at me for putting my child where I want them to be, what does that have to do with you? How am I judging you? Because clearly you're judging me. If I tell you I don't agree with this, 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 why is that a problem? But the minute you tell me, well, the minute I say I don't agree to this, that's the problem. When I am not going to come up to you and tell you you're going to hell for doing this X, Y, Z, because I know I'm not perfect. What I will say is, let me tell you what I went through when I went through it, because I'm not going to tell you about something that I haven't been through. Right? I'm not going to give you advice on something that I have not been through and came out of, unless the Holy Spirit say, this is what I want you to say. Because people got that messed up. People be like, oh, you ain't been through, so you can't tell me nothing. I used to be like that until the Holy Spirit revealed to me that he is all knowing and he will give us unction to help people that are in situations that we may not understand. But if it's word of knowledge from God and he breaks it down to you, you can. It's up to that person to receive it. Now, whether you receive it or not, that's on you. But why do I got to turn the other cheek when you being disrespectful or you sending me to hell? Because I'm a Christian, because that's what seemed to be going on today to me. And this is not going to be your average thing, because people probably going to listen to it and be like, girl, you rambling, you talking crazy. But it's the truth. When people find out who you are and what you believe in, it becomes a thing when they're doing what they want to do. And the very thing that people like to say is, only God can judge me. Baby, you should be scared that only God can judge you. And if you really, truly believe in the words that are in the Bible, it literally says, you know, for us to, I can judge you off of the word of God. Like, and when I say judge, I don't mean I'm like, you're going to hell. I would not condemn you to hell. But hey, this is not going to get you where you need to go. And we also forget that the wages of sin is death. Like, that thing hit my spirit so hard the other day that I was like, Lord, what do you mean? Like, why are you, like, I know, and I read the Bible, so I know what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my God. But the fact of the matter is true, because God is not a man that he should lie. The wages of sin is death, so it's our job to talk people, to teach, to plant the seed. And you let God do the rest. But I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with people, even though I want to. Let me be clear. I want to be the one to be like, boo bye. Who you talk to? Let me break this down for you so you can understand. But every time, if I don't know that I got the Holy Ghost, y'all, I know that I got the Holy Ghost. Because he literally shuts my mouth so much at work. So much in general that I be like, you ever got so mad that you be trying so hard? Like, you go online looking for ways to cuss people out. I be like, how can I cuss you out professionally and feel good about it? But let me tell you how I know I'm not all the way there. And I thank God, because he works on me every day, because that don't even be enough. Yeah, everyone cuss somebody out so bad, but it won't be enough to do it. Like, even when you think you're doing it in the nicest way, because you're like, oh, I'm going to say, it's not satisfying. It's not enough, because we ain't supposed to do it. That's the thing about the lifestyle that you live, the perversion, the lust. That's the thing about lust. It's never satisfied. It keeps going and going and going. So if you want to cuss somebody out and it's on your tongue, no matter how you flip it, smack it, or rub it down, it's not going to be satisfying to just say, okay, or to do it in a way that you're still cussing them out, but you really, it's nice, nasty. But when you're done, you still don't feel no better, because it's not satisfying. That's not what you should be doing. Cause baby, today was the day of all days that I wanted to say things that I probably, like, y'all would have crucified me to the cross. Real talk. But I just was like, you know what? Okay. I'm going to call somebody to talk about it. And then you go call somebody to talk about it, to get it off your chest, so that you don't talk to the person crazy, so that you don't go off, so that you don't go so far. And you're so self-involved. You're just as bad as that person, because the person you're talking to on the phone with got so much going on, you didn't even realize, like, you being insensitive. Because we as humans are selfish. No matter how we say we're not, oh, I care about everybody. No, when something's going on with you, your stuff is more important than the other person. And I was like, Lord, help me. This anger and rage and all the things that I have going on, what is happening today? Then I was like, oh, it's a full moon. You know, we want to blame stuff on all kinds of stuff. And it's like, no, you're not killing your flesh enough. I was like, oh. Okay. You're not killing your flesh enough, because if you killed your flesh enough, there's so many things that wouldn't bother you. There's so many things that God will reveal to you to say, hey, this is why this is happening. But if you stay still and be still and know that I'm God and I'm the King of Kings and I reign over every situation that's going on. Matter of fact, I put those situations in your life so that you can grow. You would be quiet. You would stop talking. And allow God to do things. But we're not doing it. It's been a minute. I fasted a couple of weeks ago. But you know, them old school fasts that really hit the gut. That really gets you. It's been a minute. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to y'all. And I know that's why I'm under attack with a lot of things. And then a lot of things I'm not really under attack. I'm just, my flesh is just too strong. Because there's things that shouldn't bother me. Because it is a cycle. When do you learn the pattern of yourself? When do you learn the pattern of who you are? And how you react? Because it shouldn't keep happening. At what point do you say, Holy Spirit, help me so that I don't be like that? Why are you calling people for them to help you when you should be asking God? Why is this happening? What do I need to do so that I don't keep continually going through the same patterns in me? Not in what's going around, like going on around you, but in you. When do you deal with that? Today was a day I wanted to snap, pop, and ooh. And I looked, y'all, I was looking for ways to be professional about it. And I typed it all up and I read it back to myself and I kept typing and I read it back and edited and did all that stuff. By the time I finished, I was like, my God, it takes so much energy to do all of that. When really I could just let it go, because it's not going to change. What has happened has happened. It's not going to change. But you can change your reaction every single time. I know I sound hyper because I am. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, I'm not to the point of like, okay, girl, calm down. I'm not, because I really still want to do it. But that's because I am allowing stuff to get to me that doesn't need to get to me. And I love God because he's allowing me to see like, girl, this is a cycle. This is a cycle within you. Because when do you learn the lesson? When do you not let people get to you? When do you open your mouth and say, you can say a firm no without it being a no with conditions? Because that's what we like to give God, right? Like, we, or a yes with conditions. We like to give God the yes, but it has to have conditions. You know, like, yeah, I'll not do this if you give me that. When really it should just be yes. Because you are who you are. Yes, Lord. Because you love me first. Yes, Lord. Yeah. And this is nothing new. And I think that's what irritates me even the more. Because it's like, you know better. So why are you not doing better? And you know why we don't do better even though we know better? Because it has not registered yet. It has not clicked completely. And the full download of what God is trying to tell us has not truly clicked. Because we're too busy running our mouths. We're too busy letting the outside world get into our head and tell us it's okay to talk crazy. We are too busy allowing things to happen instead of saying, no, let me chill. Let me relax. Hold on. Something ain't right. This is bothering me, but why? Just because it's bothering you does not mean, oh, it's the person. It could be just God saying, hey, this is something that you need to deal with now. But how are you going to get to the next level with the same crap that you was carrying before? Make it make sense. Anyway, I hope this blessed somebody. It's not new. It's pretty much old. But sometimes we need reminders. Sometimes we need cueing. Sometimes we need to know that we are struggling together. But we can do this. You know, we can do this. We can kill this flesh. We can speak life and not sin. We can, you know what I'm saying? We're not perfect, so things are going to happen. But at the same time, when you know you should be doing better, make it click so you can stay the course. So you can still win this thing. Because that's what it's about. It's about finishing. Not only am I going to finish, I want to have jewels in my crown. Anyway, it's been a day. So I'm going to get off of here with my little rant and rave. Again, I hope that this blessed somebody. I hope that it has some nuggets in there that you guys understand. Have a blessed, amazing day. Look forward to more from me, Samantha Morgan. Life is too short for matching socks, because it definitely is too short to just keep going through the same thing over and over. Love on someone that you would normally not love on. Change their mind about you. Matter of fact, take the time to try to change one person's life. And another thing, you cannot change what you tolerate. Have a blessed day.